New York state lawmakers have approved a budget package that includes some provisions targeting public corruption, but advocates say the changes are far short of real reform, WNYC's Robert Lewis reports.
Despite promises to clean up Albany, good government groups say the budget deal Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders hammered out behind closed doors will do little to avoid scenes like this.
This has become something of a habit. For the second time in 3 days, we unsealed criminal charges against a sitting member of our state legislature.
That's U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara in April last year announcing criminal charges against State Assemblyman Eric Stevenson, who was later convicted of bribery and extortion.
It becomes more and more difficult to avoid the sad conclusion that political corruption in New York is indeed rampant and that a show-me-the-money culture in Albany is alive and well.
Governor Cuomo's response to the ethics crisis was to form a special commission to investigate public corruption. Susan Lerner, executive director of the good government group Common Cause, said the commission uncovered a lot.
It's not so much what's illegal in Albany as the truly shocking behavior, which is legal under our very weak ethics and campaign finance law.
But Cuomo now says he will disband the commission in exchange for a limited set of campaign finance and ethics reforms. Again, Susan Lerner.
One cynicism suggests it was a bargaining chip. That is unacceptable for an effective commission that was doing the work it was set out to do.
In exchange for disbanding the commission, lawmakers were asked to approve several ethics reforms. That means more time in prison for politicians taking bribes and a new public corruption charge district attorneys can use. It also means more disclosure. Lawmakers will have to report when a lobbyist steers clients to the lawmaker's private business. The biggest change the commission and reformers had called for was public financing of state political campaigns. Cuomo publicly backed such a system, but when the budget bills were unveiled over the weekend, they contained no widespread reform.
Political sentiment in the Senate did not, at this time, support a more robust political finance system.
Instead, there will be a pilot program, a test of public financing for a single race, the 2014 election of state comptroller in November. The candidates would get matching public funds for every small donation they raise. Blair Horner, legislative director at the New York Public Interest Research Group, says that so-called pilot project is designed to fail.
That seemed ridiculous. How is the State Board of Election, which is notoriously slow and arguably incompetent to begin with, going to be able to create out of nowhere a public financing system for state comptroller for an election that is over in 7 months?
Six good government groups have urged Comptroller Tom DiNapoli not to take part in the pilot program. New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt interviewed DiNapoli on Monday. He told her that he, too, thinks the proposal has serious flaws.
What a telling comment that the people that have been most pressing for reform in this area are saying that this approach just can't work.
And DiNapoli says the proposal that came out of the secretive budget meetings was a missed opportunity.
With everything that's gone on, this really was the year for comprehensive campaign finance reform.
There is still a glimmer of hope. Some lawmakers have supported public financing for all state elections. Bills pushing such a change could always be introduced later this year. Meanwhile, just last week, the FBI raided the office and home of a state legislator from Queens. Bharara has not commented on that investigation yet. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.